"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Coming up, the Moist Line. Just about 15 minutes away, you'll hear what the callers have to grouse about this week. Couple of homeless stories. Caltrans can begin to clear some high-risk Bay Area homeless encampments as early as next week. This decision came from a federal appeals judge. It overturned an earlier court ruling, which said that the agency's actions to relocate unhoused people. Wow, relocate unhoused people.
Again, look at the complicated language they use to obscure what's going on.
Oh, and they tried to stop them under the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. I guess some of the unhoused must have had some types of disabilities, which...
Right.
Yeah, some Berkeley group sued to stop this from happening.
Yeah. The people who live in homes who have disabilities aren't allowed to have access to the sidewalk. But the homeless with the disabilities, the vagrants, they get some kind of special consideration for their disability.
Right. This came from an actual... Arizona court, a federal court, and an Arizona district judge put out one of the opinions. We hold that the district court abused its discretion when evaluating the injunction's harm to Caltrans and public safety, because what they did is, I mentioned, they overturned another court's decision that was going to block Caltrans from clearing out these homeless encampments. This is in the Emeryville area,
right,
not far from Berkeley and Oakland.
Oh, yeah. So, now, I've been to Emeryville.
Yeah. It's not a bad place, but apparently there's a bunch of these camps along one of the freeway exits. That's why it's Caltrans territory.
Right, so they can clear these vagrants out now, yeah.
Yeah, now they can appeal the appeal, I guess. Maybe take it to a larger court. This is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. That was a panel of judges that made this ruling. The ADA doesn't require so long a delay, and... he thinks that the district court overreached when it tried to stop Caltrans from clearing up this encampment. Speaking of encampments, there was another story today that does have an update. One of the stories making news this morning here locally was that they found a boy wandering around at a homeless encampment in Paramount. The Los Angeles Sheriff's Department actually put out his picture. He's a cute, smiling kid. This was an encampment along the good old L.A. River near the 710 and 105 freeways. He was supposedly with a man who was not his parent, which is a little bit disturbing. They now say that they have located his mother. They believe the child's name is Anthony. And I guess because they put out the word this morning on news media along with the boy's picture, he's in custody of Child Services, which may not be a good thing, knowing what L.A. County's Child Services does. But they're trying to reunite him with his mother. So we don't know the story of how this boy, looks about 7 or 8 years old, ended up wandering around in a homeless encampment, and who this man is that seemed to have some connection to him, but it's not clear who he is. Meanwhile, the El Segundo Times has just ran a story where, you know, they have to kind of do this on the one hand and on the other hand, because it involves vagrants, but it involves the noble workers at downtown's Union Station.
Where is that in the woke hierarchy?
It's a good one.
Because a lot of these noble workers are immigrants, illegal immigrants, and they are getting...
They're maintenance workers at Union Station, and they're telling the Times, boy, do they get attacked by the vagrants.
They're getting abused and victimized.
Yeah.
So what do the woke people do?
A woman named Maria, was working in one of the... Well, she was refilling the toilet paper. No, she was working somewhere else. Two men, the two often worked in pairs for safety, Maria and a man by the name of Gerardo. And he was in the men's room replacing the toilet paper at Union Station when he heard her scream. They often worked in pairs for safety. She had just entered the women's bathroom when she got hit on the back of the neck. A homeless woman pushed her to the floor and hit her repeatedly with a mallet. Nice. He dashed into the bathroom and yelled, "Stop!" The woman struck him and then ran off.
Listen to this. God. 235 assault and battery cases that Metro has documented since March 2020.
At the station.
235 assault and battery cases.
In the first 2 months of this year, violent crime at the station is up 94% over the same period from last year, and property crime has doubled.
But Gerardo and others who work at Union Station says the danger is worse than the official statistics. It's a haven for homeless people, erratic and violent behavior. They're constantly on guard. Said Gerardo, "We are scared. We are frustrated. Every day something happens. We don't know if we're going to return home to see our children." That's the thing. Everybody gets hung up on the stupid statistics, which are really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
But there is a tremendous amount of crime that doesn't get reported. You know, it's you know, a woman hitting you with something in the bathroom and right. then running away. You're not going to report it to the cops.
You just go back to work.
They're never going to arrest her. They're never going to catch her. If they catch her, she's not going to jail.
Now, this place is open 24/7. That's another problem. It never closes. It says here, the low-wage workers of the transit hub say that some homeless people use the bathrooms to take showers, do drugs, or have sex, and they urinate and defecate in the corridors.
There we go.
They taunt people, they hurl items, they openly steal.
19 of the 21 janitors working at Union Station have reported being threatened or assaulted while working. 19
wow.
out of 21.
Yeah.
A lot of people have quit or are planning to quit because of the constant verbal abuse, according to one of the managers of a deli.
Hey, you know, a lot of people quitting jobs these days trying to find something else.
You have a public place, right? And you have this swarm of homeless people who are dropping their pants, they're defecating and urinating, they're injecting drugs, they're snorting drugs, they're having sex with each other, they're in the bathrooms doing God knows what, and nobody is stopping them. 24 hours a day, hundreds and hundreds of crimes being committed.
Did you see this part? Unlike Metro's rail and bus system, there is no law enforcement contracted to patrol the Union Station at all hours of the day.
Can you imagine that? It's 38 acres, Union Station.
Metro owns the station, but the property is overseen by a joint management council consisting of Amtrak, Metro, and Metro Link, which relies on some sort of informal security agreement with LAPD. that is more geared to terrorist attacks or major incidents, not patrolling for homeless attacks.
Most of the night, only private security guards are on site. And up till a few weeks ago, they work three shifts throughout the day, but they are unarmed and trained only to observe and report potential crimes. Why? Look at that. I'm observing someone defecating in the corridor. I'm observing someone hitting a woman in the head with a mallet. I'm observing someone being stabbed in the chest.
You may remember this story. It wasn't far from Union Station where that nurse, Sandra Shells, the 70-year-old woman, was attacked. She was at a bus stop across the street from Union Station, slapped and pushed and hit her head, and she died.
This is a national landmark, Union Station. If you've ever been inside, it's gorgeous. Built in 1939.
Right.
They've spent $27 million of your money into renovations. And it is the largest transit hub west of the Mississippi. It was drawing 100,000 travelers a day before the pandemic. And they do not spend anything, really, on police and security. And what little security they have, the security observes.
I can't believe they wrote this in the story. Ridership, obviously going through Union Station and Metro, has cratered as much as 70% during the height of the pandemic. The system became a refuge for unhoused people who often lack access to addiction or mental health services. Really, that's the explanation?
Yeah, there you go.
How about people that are not in their right minds to even reach out for addiction or mental health services or refuse it? Because there are rules that come with it.
Why do they get to...
Why don't you just write a sentence like that?
I mean, because this is woke land of the El Segundo Times. Who's this writer, Rachel or Ranga? That's absolutely insane. Because they can't find their way into a mental health clinic does not mean they get to hit a woman over the head with a mallet. It doesn't mean they get to drop their pants and drop their feces all over the floor. This doesn't go on. I mean, animals in zoos behave better than this.
Yeah,
they don't have the proper services being offered. Last I saw, we spent billions of dollars to help out the vagrants, right?
Nice.
Proposition HHH. We have spent billions of dollars just in the last 5 to 10 years, and they don't have any services for the people who've turned Union Station into some kind of dystopian hellhole. They're so full of... In fact, if Rachel Uranga wasn't dishonest like everyone else at the Times, they would do an article on all the money that was spent and where did it go? Why wasn't it spent on people to force these people into mental health or drug services?
There's a union guy quoted at the end here. It says, "I want everyone to stop being politically correct. Talk to the workers, ask them what they think, and that's how you serve our community. What we believe is that somebody should have the right to go to work and walk out alive."
Unbelievable.
Because one of these days, someone's going to get viciously beaten and could end up dead, one of these poor workers.
Yeah. Like one of the that woman you just mentioned who was waiting outside.
Oh, Sandra Shells.
Yeah, Sandra Shells. So there'll be another one. Nothing changed with Sandra Shells, right? Nothing changed after Breonna Kupfer got stabbed.
Nope.
And killed. Nothing changes. It's like, isn't that terrible? Thoughts and prayers for everybody. Let's wear ribbons.
All right, more coming up. Moistline's next.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, as we do every Friday around this time, we're going to open the door and let the Moistline people in. You can leave a message a couple of ways. Of course, you can always use the iHeartRadio app and the TalkBack button, the little microphone there. Or use the toll-free number, good old-fashioned way, and leave your message at 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
John, you are such a curmudgeon, but I have to tell you, I agree with everything you say. It's kind of scary.
I know you're irreverent, but to make fun of Joe Biden's speeches is just not cool. He was a stutterer.
He's overcome it.
He has problems once in a while.
Biden's stuttering sounds like maybe that was his 68 Corvette running.
Is it too late for me to take CNN Plus in the ghoul pool?
CVS locks up soap, deodorant, mouthwash. It is ridiculous. The grocery stores lock up some of the laundry detergent. It's outrageous. Even in Las Vegas, L.A., the whole world is going to...
Oh,
know, Friday on Earth Day, they broke ground on that new Wilderness Mountain Lion Bridge in Agoura Hills, or as I like to call it, a new homeless encampment site.
I used to donate to a lot of these foundations, and then I started looking up how much all the salaries of everybody was making, and I wanted to throw up, and I stopped sending money. It's ridiculous.
The chief executive officer at LASA makes less money than the chief financial officer at LASA. You know, every kid who has ever played Monopoly is looking at that and calling bull.
So I looked at my Twitter account, and back on January 18th, I wrote Tesla time machine, and Elon Musk responded to my tweet, believe in the future. But I don't have a following, so no one saw it. And I just opened it up because I've been busy.
Boy, I'm going to get my mama to come and defend me if somebody slaps me.
I'm at Walgreens, and I push the button, and I'm waiting for someone to come open up so I can get the razors out of the cabinet.
Customer service to razors.
It's going to be a while.
I've got a really good idea instead of beef, John. What about a big, fat, juicy pork chop? They're delicious.
Adding cameras ain't gonna do jack. More patrols, more cops in the neighborhoods walking the beat. That's the only way you're gonna stop crime in LA and Beverly Hills and everywhere else.
Inquiring minds wanna know. The more Deborah Mark talks about veganism, the lower the rate of vegans. Is it a coincidence?
You know, they closed those stores over on Topanga and Ventura, but it's not as if those crooks are going to disappear. They're just going to migrate to a different shopping center and slowly and slowly and slowly continue to take over California.
Hello, Deborah. I just want to let you know we have a dog here for you. Yes, your application went through and the adoption papers are all here. We have your new dog, Crouton.
Sex is biological. It's what you are assigned at birth, male or female. Gender is a social construct, and it is a spectrum. And people can express their gender identity however they want. And if they want to change their sex, who cares, okay?
Isn't that Newsom something? He has the power to close schools, close churches, close businesses, make everybody wear those stupid masks. And now, with the gas tax, he has no power. Did somebody take that away from the poor baby? I hope they take him away.
Yes, I'm so glad that Elon Musk is gonna make free speech okay on Twitter again, so that when people threaten to rape and kill me, nothing will happen to them. It's gonna be amazing.
So Kamala Harris got the booster at the beginning of the month and she tested positive for COVID. Duh. Doesn't that make sense? You get the booster, they said you're going to probably test positive for COVID. Even the idiots figured that out.
This so-called governor, he's got to go. I mean, big time.
The almond farmers need to go. They sell almost all those almonds to China. And the people who own the almonds farm own Pistachio, Palm Wonderful, and Fiji Water.
They're the haves and the have-nots.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
Yeah, that's
goodbye.
True, I've heard that expression before. There are the haves and the have-nots.
Right.
Is there more to that? Or
no, that was it.
That was his whole reason for calling the Moist Line, just to announce that.
Yeah.
We don't have any proof that the number of vegans drops every time Deborah Mark talks about veganism.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Well, I think that was a little cruel.
That was very mean.
They see what it's doing to you.
And what is that?
I think it's self-evident, but
wow. Yeah, just listen to our newscast.
Oh, it's just making you brighter and more fun. Uh-huh. And, yeah,
keep going.
All right.
Well, that should increase the number of vegans, Joe.
That's right. Everybody wants to be like me.
It should, but it's not happening.
He's going to escape while he can.
We got more coming up. Another round of the Moist Line in about a half an hour. John and Ken, KFI.
The news today from Ukraine dealing with the Russian invasion. Something that happened, the head of the UN met with President Zelensky in the capital of Kyiv. And shortly thereafter, the Russians sent in some missiles. One hit a residential high-rise in the city and killed at least one person. I think that was their way of saying, don't come here.
Yeah, why don't they kick Russia out of the UN?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I just heard that... Putin accepted an invitation to the G20 conference in November.
Why is he in that conference?
I don't know.
I don't understand this.
Yeah, you would think he would be cut off from the world. Wasn't that the idea of the sanctions?
Yeah, what was the idea of the sanctions exactly? You know, it's funny. Remember yesterday we played that clip of Biden debating Paul Ryan in 2013 when he could still complete a paragraph?
And it was 2012. For the last time.
2012. And one of the things he, because I watched a longer stretch of that clip, he was babbling at the time about sanctions against Iran, making the same useless arguments. All the sanctions never stopped Iran for the last 10 years, and all these sanctions are not stopping Russia. But that's what all these idiot diplomats just babble endlessly about, and these nation leaders and the UN guy. Everything's about this sanction and that sanction and the other sanction. It doesn't stop them.
And I like the way there was all this new coverage about the Donbass region in eastern Ukraine, and then Russia just sent some missiles back into the capital to say, right, hey, you're not off the hook yet.
He's going to do whatever he wants anytime he feels like it, because he can, and he has no conscience. He doesn't care.
They're in this for the long run. If it takes a year to get what they want out of Ukraine.
I read this columnist, Peggy Noonan, for Wall Street Journal, and she wrote, with what I agree with, is that eventually he's going to use nukes because he's getting old, he's dying, he's not going to go out as a loser. No way he's going out as a loser. So if he's all stalled out in eastern Ukraine, which is a tiny little fraction of what he wanted to accomplish, then he's going to go out with a big bang.
Well, he can use tactical nukes to get them to surrender.
Yeah,
kind of the way of saying that if you don't, I'm doing this on a small scale. If you don't quit, we're going to get bigger with this. That's what I think he'll do.
Yeah, and he's not going to go out as a loser. And the older he gets and the sicker he gets and the more congested this invasion is, because they'll be fought to a draw. That they have been fighting Ukraine in that eastern region for 8 years now.
Yes, conventionally they're fighting to a draw. Right?
Yeah, so they're going to be fighting to a draw, and he's going to have another bad morning and another bad morning with his Parkinson's and whatever other problems he's got, and eventually it's going to be let's pop the cork on this.
I'm looking at a story. Some people in a village in Ukraine, it's really a city, have been training themselves to make and throw Molotov cocktails. So, I mean, a lot of people stayed in Ukraine, civilians, not everybody evacuated. And some, you're reminded of when fires hit certain regions of Southern California. Some people leave their homes and other people stay and say they're going to get the hose out and stand there on the roof and defend their property. It's kind of the same thing. They're training themselves to at least fight back with Molotov cocktails to throw at the troops. I don't know how much. One guy says it's more of a psychological thing. It's more than weapons. You can do this at home in your kitchen. You can make this and protect your family. So that shows you just how bare bones this may have to come down to.
Yeah. I mean, most of Ukraine does not want to give an inch. Zelensky couldn't negotiate a settlement even if he wants to. The mob would come after him.
Not a settlement that gives up any territory.
No.
That is true. And I don't know what other kind of settlement there would be.
I can't imagine
what the Russians would accept that would be a settlement, which doesn't involve them taking a third of the country or more.
Putin wants Ukrainian land.
Yeah.
The Ukrainians don't want to give up one square inch. It's kind of a non-negotiable situation. So
meanwhile, more and more weapons are flowing from NATO countries and the U.S. to Ukraine. NATO just promised billions of dollars in military support, weapon systems, surface-to-air missiles, heavy artillery, surveillance equipment. We told you the other day that the way Putin is viewing this is, you're really fighting this war too. You really are a part of this. So that could lead to something ugly and disastrous.
That's why I think eventually he's going to shoot off a nuke, and he will claim justification because we gave them billions and billions of dollars worth of weapons.
Right.
So it's impossible to say we're not a part of this. Without our weaponry and NATO's weaponry, Ukraine would be getting rolled over. The reason they're not getting rolled over, besides their own internal fire, is they've got the weapons from us. Because their fire is great, their resistance is great, but you can't go in unarmed.
And finally, word came today that an American has died fighting alongside Ukrainian soldiers. a former U.S. Marine, a guy from New York State by the name of Willie Joseph Cancel, who's only 22. He was being paid by a private military contracting company to fight in Ukraine. He arrived there on March 12th and was fighting alongside men from all different countries, according to his mother in an interview that she did. But they're not immediately sure how he was killed. His body is yet to be recovered, but apparently, yeah, she said they haven't found his body. They're trying, the men that were with him, but it was either grab his body or get killed. We would love for him to come back to us.
So this guy signed on as a mercenary.
Basically a mercenary is being paid, yes. Yeah, he was a rifleman in the Marines.
A private military contracting company.
Yeah, I wonder if that's paying them. Is that's it the Ukrainian government, or are we paying them?
That's a shadowy underground I'm kind of fascinated by.
He did this to supplement his full-time job as a Tennessee corrections officer. That's what he was really doing with his life.
And his side job is he's going to go fight Russians in Ukraine, huh?
I guess he got the offer and decided he wanted to do this. Mm. Remember, we heard that the Russians have a lot of mercenaries, too. They bring
in
all sorts of paid killers.
They do that to give themselves plausible deniability. Yeah, cover.
Right. We didn't do that. It was some strange group. All right. The Moist Line is going to wrap up the show coming up next.
John and Ken, KFI.
Daily Mail is now gone full bore with the little girl getting tackled by the coyote story at Huntington Beach with the video. Holy mackerel, because it's so big on the screen here. It's like... And again, what amazes me, and I know they're further away on the beach, but everybody's oblivious. It's around her. There's somebody with a child further up on the beach, and thing gets tackled and then kind of runs off. I guess the little girl is okay, although she's probably going to get rabies shots until they get a hold of the coyote. They think they shot it, but it ran off, and they're trying to find it so they can euthanize it, maybe test it for rabies. They killed another coyote, but they don't believe that's the one that attacked the little girl. All right, well, we'll head out the door with another visit from the Moist Line, people. You can use the iHeartRadio app. It's the little microphone feature to talk back to the John and Ken show. Or you can leave a message with the toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
I'd like to know why in the state of California the Me Too movement has not woke up about the early release of Rapist that's being proposed in California with turbocharged credits. Hello, wake up, wake up.
As far as the Delta smelt goes, you can harvest them, you could hug them, you could kiss them, you could relocate them, and then all those trillions of gallons of water just won't be going out to the ocean. How stupid is this?
Why doesn't anyone ever talk about that if there wasn't millions of illegal aliens using our water, we wouldn't have a water shortage?
What the damn with all these stupid drought restrictions and water use reduction. They're so full of crap. If they really cared about damn water use, then they would have spent some of the $100 billion on that stupid train to nowhere on some f***ing reservoirs.
My jerkus needs to go. I mean, this guy is not a smart guy. He's stupid.
Yeah, we might have a drought, but we also are having millions of immigrants coming into our country every year. And I know a lot of them stay in California, so that's where our water rationing is needed, because now we're sharing our water with millions of illegal aliens, and we're paying the price once again.
The only reason they're for this on the border, they're scared of AOC and all the progressives, has to be because AOC and the progressives are the difference between Hunter Biden getting prosecuted and Hunter Biden getting away with everything. They've kind of got Biden by the you-know-what.
Let's go, Brandon.
Gotta do the brain scan. John and Ken, do it. I want to see the result.
Tell the politicians to stop demanding that we conserve water until they kick out the millions of illegal aliens who are in my state using my water illegally. They let all these illegals in, and then they tell us we can't shower or water our grass. It infuriates me.
That El Segundo's Times columnist that was implying or directly saying that video surveillance cameras are racist has got to be the biggest idiot that you've ever talked about ever. What a moron.
What's the deal with that commercial where Mike Fuhrer is walking his wiener dog around? Creepy looking guy. Looks like he should be working for the morgue or something, not running for mayor.
If the government is so worried about the water shortage, why don't they just build some more damn dams? Because they haven't built a damn dam since 1980.
It's funny that these guys play sports all these years, and they don't realize that all their antics and all their everything that they do eventually won't come out. Quite amazing. Yeah, well, at least they're billionaires and millionaires.
The number one export out of America is cardboard.
Freaking dippity-doo. He just did an executive order to make us water less. Yeah, to suspend the gas tax. Executive order. Do that, bro.
Governor Newsom promised $400 rebate for gas prices. This was a couple months ago, and then a couple weeks before that we had such a surplus. I haven't seen a dime extra from the California government.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
You
goodbye.
Know, a lot of people emailed. You heard all those calls in there about illegal immigrants using the water. But the most common email sentiment along the lines of the drought and the water restrictions was, they want to build all this new housing and accommodate all these people. How can they do that? We won't have enough water for that.
Yeah.
It's all they talk about is we need more housing.
Well, nothing makes sense. The water thing is a way to control us. And the housing thing is a way to force us to live the way they want us to in a multifamily building. Remember, the big war is against single family housing, because that means you have cars, you have a pool, you have lawns, and they want it's suburban living that a lot of people love, and they want to destroy that.
All right, you can reach the voice line.
And they're paid off by developers. That bill that allows developers to come in and buy a single-family home and turn it into a fourplex. Developers paid for that bill.
All right, you can leave a message with the Moist line at 1-877-MOIST-86.
John and Ken, KFI, and Conway's here.
Thank you very much. It looks like Steve Gregory, it says maybe Steve Gregory tonight. Maybe. So we're standing by to see if we get Steve Gregory. Alex Michelson is confirmed. He's coming on with us at 7:30. The issue is... Yeah. And then Mike Willman to talk about horse racing. Big weekend coming up next week. The Kentucky Derby is a week from tomorrow, if you can believe that, right? And then listen to this. The anniversary of the riots, 30-year anniversary. Were you guys out here for those?
No.
No.
You were still in New Jersey?
Yes.
Yes.
I watched the riots on TV.
I lived in Hermosa Beach at the time, and I was working for Deke Entertainment in Burbank, and I drove back to Hermosa Beach. And by the time I got home, the cops had locked the city down. So I pulled up to the, you know, there's a roadblock there. There's several cop cars. And I said, I live in Hermosa Beach. They said, do you have your ID on you? And I showed him my ID, but it had my old address on it in Burbank. And I said, but I live right there. I pointed to the house. I could see it, the condo right there. He says, you're not getting in here without proper ID.
That's right.
Really?
They would not let anybody in. If you didn't live in Hermosa Beach, you're not getting in.
You looked like a rioter.
I know.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
He's destroyed the place. Yeah. And then we also have Jeff Bezos lost about $22 billion today. $22 billion.
Yeah. We're going to do
Amazon?
A GoFundMe.
In one day.
Down to his last like $150 billion.
Big
right?
dog.
And then Dustin Brown retires after 18 seasons with the Kings. So we got a lot to get to tonight.
All right.
So maybe if you guys could check out, we could start.
Yeah, we're getting out of here.
We're leaving. Goodbye. Ding dong.
And Mark Rahner in for Crozier.
And he's got the news. KFI, KST, yeah. HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we help every step of the way. We're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities than ever before. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, Our services offer an experience that fits each person individually. And for organizations, LHH provides consultant support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process, understanding the sensitivity and impact on your team. The world is full of new possibilities, and we help both organizations and individuals realize the possibility of what's next. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com. That's LHHtalent.com to get in touch with an outplacement consultant today, because everyone and every organization could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. LHH, helping you every step of the way. Visit LHHtalent.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.